We're backstage at the Palace Theater. I'm Chris Wink, along with Hosier, Andrew Hosier Byrne. Welcome to Albany.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Take Me to Church, the song that launched that career of yours. Have you stopped counting how many plays it has on Spotify yet?
A while ago. I sometimes hit with a figure, and it's quite still shocked, but yeah.
You took a couple of years from the first album to this new album, Wasteland Baby.
We had such wonderful success with that song and with that album. I toured it a great deal. I toured it for about 2 years on and off, you know. So I was out of a suitcase for about two and a half years all told, and I think I was eager to get back to a place where, to a similar kind of place where I wrote the first album, and to write from there and just reconnect with why I wanted to write songs, what I wanted to write about, etc. Took a moment.
Can you talk to me a little bit about your relationship with the blues and soul music?
Yeah, certainly. You know, blues and to me was always the kind of the beginnings of rock and roll, always the roots of rock and roll. My father was a blues musician. Before I was born in particular, he was gigging, kind of nearly like a full-time gigging musician. And the repertoire he would have played was a lot of blues music, in particular, I think, Chicago blues. So his record collection was my, you know, before the internet in particular, was just my first education into music. Just listened to nothing but blues music, soul music, and then kind of discovering jazz. First as a child before I cultivated a taste, and then as a teenager when you're kind of figuring things out for yourself and finding things you enjoy and learning how to play guitar was always just listening to John Lee Hooker and trying to, you know, figure out open tunings and first tried to learn how to play slide and stuff like that. So it was always, blues for me was always a starting point.
Booker T and Mavis. That must have been a treat, huh?
It was incredible. The first band I was ever in around that time, so I was trying to teach myself how to play guitar. First band I was ever in at 14 or 15, we were covering a lot of Booker T's work. You know, we were covering Booker T and the MGs tunes. We were covering a lot of Otis Redding songs, stuff that he would have arranged as well for Stax Records. And Mavis, yeah, I think Mavis totally embodies, I think, what the song we sing together on was about. And she's just such an incredible artist, you know, such an incredible legacy and history. So one of the best people I've ever met as well. She's just incredible. I am really, really glad to have those experiences.
We're backstage at the Palace Theater. Hosier is here, sold out show tonight, very excited for that. This new album of yours, Wasteland Baby, it kind of seems like it's the end of the world, and yet there's a hint of optimism in there too.
I would think so. I think it's a hopeful record, you know. I think it's a hopeful album, but it is, a lot of the songs are kind of playing with, consider or are playing with the idea that, you know, the worst is yet to come. And I think that's, you know, that was just how I was feeling at the time and writing a lot of it. And so all of the songs just tend to sit around that same kind of fear, and all of them deal with it differently, or that same sort of, that sense of our times. Yeah, but it's, I think it's hopeful. It's always reaching for the kind of warm center, you know what I mean? Or the best of us that we can manage to muster maybe sometimes.
Tell me about the album cover. Your mother did this, right? The artwork on there, the photo?
My mother's an artist. She designed the first record as well too. I used to borrow her paintings as when I was first, before I was kind of signed, to use as like single releases when, you know, we're still printing CDs. I used to, you know, use some of her paintings. So she did the first album, and then the second, this one too, this was her, the composition was her idea. So it was great. It was really nice to collaborate and have that kind of working, you know, have that relationship with my mom. She's fantastic. She goes by Rain Hosier Byrne. It meant being submerged underwater. We took some photographs for that painting and as kind of source material. It was a fun day.
How long can you hold the breath?
I didn't do half as much practice as I should have. I think I would go under there for about 20 to 30 seconds at a time and try to get as many shots in as possible.
And you did a session down in the subway in New York City just a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, that was a cool idea. It was just a fun thing to do. I think it was a busy week. It was an intense week. It was a release week as well. But it was nice to just do that. I had some lovely kind of time with the fans as well too. And we just posted about an hour beforehand, or maybe an hour and a half beforehand. Said, look, well, this station, you know, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Andrew Hosier Byrne, we're backstage at the Palace Theater. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.